With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. In a strongly worded video address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities, saying death to Israel, death to the Jews, and death to America. Netanyahu says everyone should stand up against anti-Semitism.
So I ask all of you, Jews and non-Jews alike, who are concerned with our common future and our common values, to do one thing. Stand up, speak up, be counted. Stop anti-Semitism now.
A Democrat congressman thinks Jews are not getting the same protections as black people and other groups when it comes to hate speech. Florida Representative Jared Moskowitz says Jews are not protected. They're not a protected minority group. They don't fit in a box and are looked at differently. He visited the Columbia University campus in New York, where anti-Israel student protesters have been allowed to tell Jews to go back to Poland. Also at SRNnews.com, new rules mandate that airlines give refunds for canceled and excessively delayed flights. The Department of Transportation rules call for automatic cash refunds if a flight's canceled or delayed for more than 3 hours or 6 hours for international flights. Airlines have 6 months to comply with the new rules. The nation's top women's basketball star is set to make history again with a record sponsorship deal. The details from correspondent Gethin Kuba.
Caitlin Clark, the most prolific scorer in NCAA Division I history and number one overall pick in the WNBA draft, is preparing to sign a second contract with Nike, this one paying $28 million over 8 years and coming with a signature shoe. The Wall Street Journal and The Athletic reported the pending deal. Clark earned about $3 million in NIL money at Iowa with State Farm, Gatorade, and others, according to On3.com. The new deal would be the richest sponsorship contract for a women's basketball player. I'm Gethin Kuba.
This is SRN News. A new look at religion and politics.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the two parties' greatest strengths have to do with faith. For the GOP, its greatest advantage lies with evangelical Christians, 85% of whom support the party. Meanwhile, Democrats have a huge advantage with atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion, 70% of whom vote Democrat. In fact, only black voters are more loyal to the Democratic Party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The medical records of women will be shielded from criminal investigations if they cross state lines to get an abortion. That, according to a new rule the Biden administration just finalized. It's almost certain to face legal challenges from pro-life advocates and criticism from those who promote abortion and think that it does not go far enough. It is an update to the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996. This is SRN News. The stock market is in a cooling off period.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street after a strong start to the week. The S&P 500 ended little changed Wednesday. The Dow fell 42 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Tesla jumped more than 12% after saying it would accelerate production of more affordable vehicles. Norfolk Southern stumbled 3.6% after the railroad operator reported weaker results than expected. Teledyne Technologies lost almost 11% after it reported weaker than expected results. Treasury yields rose in the bond market following the latest report on the U.S. economy to come in hotter than forecast. Orders for long-lasting goods strengthened last month more than expected. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suing the Federal Trade Commission over its banning of non-compete agreements. The FTC voted Tuesday to block new non-compete agreements and require employers not to enforce current ones. More details at SRNnews.com.